happy to have this presence here this morning. Those that are visiting with us, we certainly are glad that you're here, and we recognize that you are here, and invite you back at every opportunity you might have to be with the church family here at Gardner Lane. Certainly, we're happy for the Caressels and for their decision to be a part of the congregation here, and look forward to many years in fellowship with them and with their daughters as well as they grow up, and we certainly look forward to that. I am back from the meeting, of course. It was a very tiring week. We got up 6 o'clock every morning, drove down to Cumberland County, got back home every night about 1 o'clock in the morning. So between 1 and 6, that's 5 hours of sleep, and then start the next day over again. So about 95 hours in 5 days. So we're pretty worn out. Lynn went with me every night. And certainly a trooper concerning that. But certainly we appreciate being back with you once again as we study from God's Word again this morning. In Luke chapter 18 and in verses 1 through 8, Luke chapter 18 verses 1 through 8, Jesus is dealing with the subject of prayer. In chapter 18 and verse 1 it says, "And then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart." Sometimes our prayers aren't answered immediately. We sing a song sometimes, in his time he makes all things beautiful in his time. One of the verses that's not in there, that's the third verse of the song, "Oh, the answer may not be what you think that it should be. God still serves eternally in his time." And this is what Jesus is dealing with here as he talks about the subject of prayer. And then he goes on to say, "And there was a certain city, a judge, who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, 'Get justice for me from my adversary.' But he would not for a while, but afterward he had said within himself, 'Though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she will weary me.' And then the Lord said, 'Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily.'" And then he makes a very haunting statement. He says, "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?" When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? That's what we want to look at this morning. Judy and Lynn have already heard this lesson Friday night, but I wanted to bring it to you this morning. Many years ago, Time magazine put out an article, "Is God Dead?" And when the magazine article was put out, it was read by a lot of people, no doubt by a lot of Christians. One fellow down in Florida, he read the article, "Is God Dead?" He was the inventor of the turn signal on the cars. And he sat down and he wrote concerning the Time magazine article, "Is God Dead?" And he wrote, "There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the world with his great might." Our God who sung up on the tree a life was willing there to give, that he from sin might set man free and evermore with him should live. We know the song. There is a God. He is alive.